תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends. Creator, thank you for the opportunity you give us to unite our desires for connection into one heart and elevate ourselves to you. We ask that you help us awaken the friends to serve you with pleasure and elation, and that all the friends will open their hearts so that our connection will become a reality and we can raise your greatness in the hearts of all the friends and in the whole of humanity.
Freedom. We'll read selected excerpts. Rav, please.
We exist in the world to receive. This is our nature, as the Creator created it. And he says that I created the evil inclination. And all of our work is to invert ourselves from being under the rule of the evil inclination to move to the rule of the good inclination. This speaks about love. Love your friend as yourself. In general, this is how it is expressed. And so all of our attention, which we should reveal as our work, is how do we come closer to the friends, for the time being to the friends, and later on to greater audiences, wider and wider audiences, until we will reach such a relation to the whole world, to the whole of humanity. This is our work. And this is the correction of the world, which we need to do. This is how it is according to the system of creation, the order among the souls. This is what we have to do. And until we do it, we will feel ourselves as isolated from the human society. Since we have to bring this method to everyone. And see men's freedom, each and every man in the world, that he needs that, even though he doesn't feel it, he wasn't told about it, he wasn't taught that, he's not at all in such a feeling, but nevertheless he depends on us. From the internality of the system of creation. And therefore, he also has a demand for that towards those people who are, to some extent, with some contact with freedom, the true freedom. And they don't teach him, they don't free him up from from the control of the evil inclination, the control of the ego. We need to try between us, first of all, the relations between us. We should try to discover how much the evil inclination is limiting us, controlling us, and not allowing us to live, simply. And along with that, how do we, through each one shall help his friend, how we can begin to distance ourselves, to repel from ourselves this evil inclination, and come closer to the good inclination on our own, and also ask the Creator. Mostly, we have to discover how much we are not capable on our own of coming out of the evil inclination. The Creator is the only one who can correct it and take care of us. And then we turn to Him, and we truly obligate Him, we demand from Him that He will correct us. This is actually our work, and we need to feel in that we are coming out of the exile, where we are under the rule of our ego, the rule of the evil inclination, and we're entering the good inclination. We reach a new world. New relations, a new feeling of where we are. And to the extent that we come out of the rule of our ego, we begin to feel what is the true world that we exist in. And the concealment gradually disappears, and we begin to feel a new system. And the rule of the Creator, the rule of the good inclination over the whole world. That all the systems of nature, they all work as a single system in a mutual complementation of each other. And we are in the center of all of these systems. We, meaning all the people in the world, as Bala Sulam writes, that for the time being we must do it. And this is why we are a collection of all kinds of nations and parts of humanity. This is how we came together in Babylon. And ever since then, we are a special group that, according to the purpose of creation, we are directed straight to the Creator. This is why it is called Israel, Yashar Kel. We shall see in that, how do we come out of the slavery to freedom? We will throw away from ourselves the rule of our ego that is constantly directing us to what is good for it. And we will feel its rule as a foreign rule over us. And we will come closer to another rule, a good rule, the Creator's rule over us. The rule of the good inclination, of love, connection, support, help, mutual help between us and later on between all. That we've gathered.
Collected excerpts on man's freedom. I am one from Rabash. Bina, whose quality is desiring mercy, meaning that she does not need to receive anything, is therefore free. Since only one who needs to receive is limited and dependent on the view of others. But one who goes with his eyes shut and does not need any greatness or anything else, this is called freedom. However, we must know that it is a lot of work before we attain the quality of Bina. That is, to be content with little with his feeling and his mind, and be happy with his share, with what he has. That person can always be in wholeness because he is happy with his share.
Means, well, we can say that no one lacks anything except for the quality of bestowal that he needs to attain. But with all the qualities that he has to begin with, he is organized by the Creator in a way that is...
happy with his share.
We call this state delighted in mercy. That whatever one has, it doesn't matter what it is, I'm happy with it. It's enough for me. And all I want is to acquire more and more forces of bestowal. Okay?
Ken.
A person moves from one control to another control. Where's the freedom?
Freedom from the angel of death, as we call it, that a person, bit by bit, through the study, through the environment, he determines that his will to receive, that he thinks of himself and only cares for himself, and this obstructs him from caring for others and thinking of others. This is his death.
And when a person is in bestowal, so he's basically enslaved to society. He doesn't have freedom. He always depends on them.
Of course, you bet. He depends on them 100%. If he truly corrects himself, and he has no will to receive for himself, but only the desire of the environment, and he serves the environment.
So, what is freedom then?
Freedom of his own desire.
To the desire of others?
To the desire of others. And in that, he discovers that this is the desire of the Creator. And this is called freedom.
What's the purpose of creating a reality where you're in the desire that you have to come out of?
Because we, as created beings, cannot feel any phenomenon if there is no opposite phenomenon. Only in the difference between the two of them can we determine ourselves. The Lord has made one opposite the other, as it is written. And therefore, we need the evil inclination. As the Creator says, I created the evil inclination. And opposite that, one has the spice of Torah. What does that mean? That there is an upper light that influences the person, an upper illumination, an upper force that brings the person a new rule, another force, bestowal. And then the person tries to bring himself to a state where the force of bestowal will control him instead of the force of perception. This is called to come out of Egypt and reach the land of Israel, where Egypt is the rule of the evil inclination, where one only thinks of himself, and the land of Israel, Yishar Kel, when he shifts to a rule where he thinks of others.
But what is the exit to the will to receive? You're always in the will to receive. It's the nature of creation.
Desire itself doesn't hinder us. It's just in order for me to exist. So I have a will to receive that takes care only of one's existence. But what for? That becomes the primary question, the intention. What do I exist for? So that by existing, I want to keep the uppermost law of creation, which is the law of bestowal and love.
So, the freedom is the freedom of intention?
The freedom is in the intention, that's right. And we get the forces for it from above. So that if we're drawn to freedom from the angel of death, from in order to receive from our ego, then we want to enter under the control of the will to bestow, which is called under the control of the rule of the Creator, then bit by bit we cause this transition.
So when he writes freedom from the angel of death, he's talking about the intention to receive. You're not exiting the desire to receive. You'll always be there.
We never exit the will to receive. We're outside of the will to receive. Otherwise, we're not created beings. We are not created beings, meaning that the fact that each one of us has a will to receive, this is what separates us from the Creator, and it makes us like the guest opposite the host.
Last question, then. What determines how do you use your will to receive?
What determines it? Your decision? Either you want to keep only the will to receive as though there is nothing other than that. There's only one force that rules creation, the will to receive, the force of the ego. Or you want to rise above it and be in bestowal, which is the force of the Creator. Then you demand of Him forces, you try to get from him all kinds of means so that you will also have certain forces of bestowal, and by them, to the extent that you bestow to the Creator, you begin to
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to go on the path with eyes shut?
Usually it's that I don't ask about anything except for attaining connection. That nothing else is important for me, but only to attain the connection between us. In the 10 or in a bigger group, between 100 people or 10,000 people, it doesn't.
Is not always precise.
You determine it, decide it each time towards connection. Towards connection, that's it. Upon all the conditions that are revealed, you want to be connected more and more to the friends.
No. By the time they must speak.
For the time being, this is enough.
Yeah. When it's the work in the 10, it's fine, but outside of the 10...
Well, we don't need to do it outside of the 10 now. The most important is in the 10, that you feel each and every day that you are coming closer in the connection between you, and this is continuing, and you're able to connect each and every time, and in this way you can resolve all the problems that you have in the 10. This is okay. It's a good beginning. It's a good.
Enter the rulership of the Creator.
We cannot get out of the will to receive because we are created beings. This is our nature. But you can make of the will to receive a form of work where it will be as a bestower, similar to the Creator.
What if I want to get loose, break loose?
Well, you're welcome, go ahead, but you don't need to come out of the will to receive. The desire itself is not good or bad, it's a desire. Now, how do you use it? For its own good or for the good of others, this is what is called good or bad.
Is it clear? Как можно, то есть есть такие плохие желания,
not really.
Просто от них избавиться, чтобы их
because there are desires that are so bad that I would just like to get rid of completely.
Okay, all right, so get rid of them. Later on you will see that you have a state where you also to have to bring them back to a certain extent so that nevertheless you can be connected with others in a good connection for the benefit of others. The question is not how do you call the desire. Is it a will to receive or a will to bestow? The question is for whom, the benefit of whom do you use this desire? For the benefit of whom? If I don't have appetite, then I cannot delight the host. Then I regret it. How come I don't want it? I don't want to taste anything. So how can I delight him? Meaning, the will to receive on its own, it's neither bad nor good.
But
rather, specifically through it, we can bestow to others. Think about it. I created an evil inclination. That's what the Creator says. This is creation outside of Him. So, precisely by it being the opposite of the Creator, we can make actions that are for the Creator and become like Him and build ourselves from the will to receive, build the same form of bestowal like the Creator, who is the giver. And then we will be next to the Creator out of a different substance, but with a similar form.
How
can I know if the desire I'm going to realize now is for the benefit of others or for the detriment of others?
You check it in the society and you use the forces of the society. You're not doing it on your own. You just go out and do it like you may think now. And then if it comes from the society, then for sure it's towards bestowal.
So each time I need to stop my action for myself?
Of course.
How do you have the strength for that?
Ask.
From the friends,
from the Creator, you can't go to some action on your own. There is no action on your own. The action has to come out of the 10.
So how do I clarify the desire before the action?
I don't understand you.
I understand that the action, if I do an action that comes from the society, that's the most correct there is.
Yes.
But before I do the action, I have all kinds of desires, all kinds of actions that I want in my ego. How do I know to clarify them, scrutinize them correctly?
You scrutinize it in the connection with the friends, because nevertheless, you have to be connected with everyone. Without the connection with the 10, you cannot perform an act.
Clarify this. How do I not get confused with myself?
You, first of all, have to connect with the 10. And if you are connected with them, then you need to scrutinize the degree of mutual bestowal that you have in the 10, and then you can use it in order to rise. Well, if I'm connected to my friends and we can turn to the Creator and ask Him for changes, then we have no problem. Of course, we don't have any good deeds, but rather that we turn to the Creator and we ask of Him and He arranges us. It's clear to each and every one of us that we are not capable of doing anything good.
And
we can't even do anything bad. We are only able within the same boundary, within that same tolerance that the Creator is allowing us to see our state, to detect how much we are for or against the purpose of creation, and according to that, we can turn and ask. This is what happens to us.
Thank you.
Meaning, all in all, our work is to connect in a request to the Creator to change our state and bring us closer to the purpose of creation, to the end of correction.
Thank you, Rav. It is still unclear to me. There is control of will to receive, and there is control of will to bestow, which is force of the Creator. When we are under the control of bestower, where is the man's freedom here?
When we are under the rule of the will to bestow, then freedom is in our hand, because we can expand the boundary of our bestow more and more, to resemble the Creator more and more.
Todarov.
Thank you, Rav. In our 10, we always work to renew the connection. But it feels like beyond the framework and the connection, there is something missing to really become incorporated with each friend and feel him like myself. What's missing in this transition to incorporation?
What's lacking in the transition to incorporation? Only that it is necessary. Incorporation is necessary in order to go back, to get back to the system of Adam HaRishon, so that all of us will be as one man with one heart. That's our goal, the purpose of our work. To cancel our will to receive, to change it, to invert it, so that it will help us to be connected so much so that we will be with one heart.
How should I look at each friend?
That he is a part of my system. Without him, I cannot attain the goal. Without me, he cannot attain the goal. That's it. So, we must be together. We don't choose that, but we learn that it is necessary. This is why, especially when we suddenly discover ourselves in a certain system, the group, the society, which is all studying about the purpose of creation, so we have no choice. I have to accept each and every friend as a part of my soul.
And
there is no exception here.
When a friend, let's say, still can't hold on to the framework of the 10, how do I accept him?
You have to correct him through your own correction. We learn that no one has free choice. The only choice is in the connection with the others. And so, as much as, or as many parts as we have, we just have to be concerned about the correct connection among everyone, so that each one helps the others. And by that, we correct the system. We do not correct our mind, our brain, our liver, our hands, our legs, all the parts in the human body. We only correct the interconnections between them. And then everything works out.
Rav, מה זה נקרא להסתפק במועט? באיזה תחום?
Rav, what does it mean to settle for little? In what area in life do we need to settle for little?
That I don't need anything for myself except to exist in order.
חסדים מכוסים נקרא בן
חורין. Item 2, רבש. Covered chassidim are called free when he lacks nothing because he needs nothing. For this reason, he feels himself free, that he has no enslavement by something he needs to receive. It follows that he is enslaved to nothing. This is so precisely when he is content with his share. And this is called a priest whose work is secretive, and he does not reveal what he has outwardly. That is, he does not need the possessions to be revealed outwardly, but believes above reason that everything he has is enough.
This means that he is in a state where it is enough for him, covered chassadim. This is called the degree of a priest, Kohen, so that he is free, he is not enslaved to anything. Next.
Keta mispar 3.
Ken.
Imu אינו יכול ללכת למעלה מהדעת, אז באים אליו שני שוטרים ומכניסים אותו לבית
הסוהר. Excerpt number 3. If he cannot go above reason, then two officers come to him and put him in prison along with all the sinners against the king. These two officers are mind and heart. At that time he is sentenced to however long he is sentenced. And then he is given a short leave to examine his behavior. This continues until he is pitied from above and he is freed from the prison. Where is the contradiction here? I myself settle for little. I don't need anything for myself. And whatever I have, each time it's even less and less.
And if pressures come to me from above, all kinds of things, I continue to be happy with little. I have to scrutinize the state somehow, overcome. I can't stay where I am, what I am. I have to always move towards the Creator, the quality of bestowal that aim directs me somewhere. How does it work with having to stay in the same state and being happy with your share?
I truly don't understand. Help him explain it to me.
Rav, if I מסתפק במועט, אני אוטומטית מכניס את
עצמי. Settle for little. I automatically put myself in a state where everything's okay, thank God, like we know from other parts of the people. And the yearning to increase and bestow, get closer to the Creator, push the friends, the ten, it's like two opposite qualities that need to live in the person. How does it coincide?
Well, to settle for little, I'm talking only about myself, but not in how I help the others. To settle for little refers to the person himself, personally. Personally, about the person. But if he does not demand anything more than the conditions required for his own existence, this is called to settle for little. But if he now needs the whole world in order to correct it, is it not considered that he's settling for little? Yes, because he, for
again, item 4. Even with this freedom that we've been granted, we need great preparation and intention in order to extend the spiritual freedom called freedom from the angel of death. Then we are rewarded with the whole earth is full of his glory, called Mochin of Abba Ve'ima. This means that we do not see a time or place where the Creator cannot be dressed. That we cannot say that he cannot be dressed at that time or at that place. But rather, the whole earth is full of his glory.
Yes, this is what is called freedom. When we see that the Creator fills the whole of reality and there's no place vacant of him. Yes.
Can I ask about that state of delighted in mercy? We say that delighted in mercy is that he settles for little. So where is the will to receive then if he settles for little?
The will to receive does not become refined. It remains in its place. However, you might say that in what is the will to receive filled in a person? Because it doesn't disappear. It remains. So how do we fill it up so that it will be satisfied?
But what is this, the vessel of this state, delighted in mercy, because it's bestowing in order to bestow, then where do you have the will to receive there?
Who is the one who wants to bestow the will to receive?
Where does it suddenly want to bestow? Where does that come from?
From the upper illumination, from the upper light.
And this illumination, what does it cause? The will doesn't want to receive anymore?
Yes, it doesn't want to. It prefers to be in the will to bestow.
And how does he... So, from the moment there is Chafetz Chesed, you don't want to receive anything anymore?
Not from this moment on, but for the time being, that is the state. I don't want to receive anything. I enjoy being delighted in mercy.
Why? What motivates you to that? Why are you...
This is a state where I am similar to the Creator because I'm delighted in mercy.
So why do you need then beyond that afterwards?
Everything changes. All in all, it's one individual state out of all the states.
Because delighted in mercy is not the goal of creation ultimately.
No.
So how, from that state, how do you develop to something beyond?
The will to receive develops. It becomes revealed more. And then I search, how can I work with it while equalizing with the Creator? It's like Bina, she doesn't want to receive anything, but later on, a greater desire develops within her. And she becomes Zeranpin and then Malchut.
Last question then. What leads the person to want to be delighted in mercy? Because again, it's not the goal that you're drawn to.
It's not the goal, but without this quality, I can't keep advancing. I must have such a state, I have to go through it, that I am delighted in mercy. Why? I don't want anything. Whatever I have, that's good.
What do I acquire in that state that I have to go through it?
Besides the state itself? Nothing. Otherwise, it's not delighted in mercy.
And this is called bestowal towards the person. Is this already considered an action of bestowal if he's in the light and mercy or not yet?
No, it's not yet bestowal.
Then what is it?
It's a part of the degree of Bina.
Gar de Bina, bo nagit ka.
Or Gal of Bina.
And item 5. What is freedom from the angel of death in the work? We must know that the will to receive for oneself is the angel of death. It is, as our sages said, the wicked in their lives are called dead. Since they are separated from the life of lives due to disparity of form, which is the will to receive. In other words, the will to receive for oneself separates one from the life of lives. Thus, who is the angel of death that kills the person? It is the will to receive. It therefore follows that when a person is rewarded with the Creator giving him the desire to bestow, with which we are rewarded by observing Torah and Mitzvot, when the singular authority is made and the will to receive for oneself enters the singular authority, which is the authority of the Creator, he is liberated from the angel of death.
Thank you, Rav. These articles are so reassuring for all humanity seeking for true freedom. But how can we make sure that it is not for our will to receive pleasure for ourselves?
Thank you.
Well, keep going and you will see. According to your own states, continue and you'll discover how much you are inside of the will to receive or above the will to receive. The examination, the correct examination is in the 10.
Latin 12.
Latin 12.
Buenas noches, Rap. Buenas noches, amigos. Aquí se refiere que el deseo de recibir es el ángel de la muerte. ¿Qué es esta cualidad de muerte?
What does it mean that the will to receive is the angel of death? What is this quality of death that he's discussing?
Because it separates us from the Creator. The Creator is the source of life, and so the will to receive that pulls us away from the Creator, it is therefore called the angel of death.
Woman F 2.
Thank you, Rav, about the previous excerpt. What is that state that two officers, mind and heart, put the person in prison? What kind of prison is that?
They talk about the two, the good inclination and the evil inclination that actually bring a person to freedom. But if he doesn't want to listen to them, then he's being put into prison.
What does it mean not to listen to their voice? What is his sin?
His sin, his transgression, is that he doesn't want to rise above his ego.
And what is the vacation, that freedom that he's been sentenced for?
Vacation, the leave, is freedom from the will to receive.
How does he behave in freedom to not go back in prison?
separate himself from his will to receive, rise above it, connect with the friends, and with their help, he can come out of prison. Because you can come out of prison only with the help of the friends.
When a person diminishes his will to receive and basically doesn't receive, how can he then bestow? In what vessel does he bestow? And what vessel does he enjoy?
Well, at least in that he does not receive.
Baal Solam tells us that we've come to corporeal in freedom, but it's not sufficient. We have to see that the Creator is dressed in everything, that there is no place vacant of Him. How do we really come to this state?
That the Creator fills up everything?
Yes.
Try to see Him in all the different states, all the events, in everything that we have around us. This is called to crown Him over all the deeds.
How to see Him and not my ego. But see Him.
To see Him, meaning to see the rule of the will to bestow over the whole of reality. This means to see the Creator.
How to identify Him, how to see the will to bestow specifically.
Well, you have to start that from the 10 and then expand it to the entire world.
How does it manifest in the 10, the Creator, the will to bestow?
Rav,
yes, it doesn't matter. Even between 2, not between 10, we can discover Him even between 2, if we do. And how do I discover Him? How do I see that He's the will to bestow, that does everything, orchestrates everything between us?
You need to discover Him, that this is what He does. It's not that He is hidden, and instead of Him, you discover the will to receive. You hear what the Kabbalists say, what they said, then you want to discover the will to bestow, that it is what rules and arranges the whole of creation.
So,
what stops you from doing that?
That's what I'm asking. I want that. That's all I need.
So do it in practice, in actuality. Give Him the possibility to show Himself that He is ruling the whole of reality, that in your entire existence, you only want to discover the will to bestow, the upper will to bestow.
So only the desire is missing?
What's missing is your desire to discover His desire. How to do it? It is written, make your will as His will. Try to make it so that in the whole of reality, your reality, only the will to bestow will rule.
Which means to resemble Him in somewhat, some way.
To resemble Him, that's right.
Tip number 6.
Al tikra charut, ela charut.
Charut, engraved. Do not pronounce it charut, but charut, freedom. This means that it is written, write them upon the tablet of your heart. Writing is with ink, which means blackness. Each time a person writes, meaning makes decisions about how to behave and then reverts to his bad ways, it is because the writing was erased. Thus one should constantly write, so it will be as though charut. So it will be charut engraved in his heart, so he cannot erase it. And then he is immediately rewarded with charut, with freedom. Thus the kli for charut is the extent to which it is written in his heart. To the extent of the engraving, so is the salvation. This is because the essence of the kli is the hollow. As it is written, my heart is halal, hollow, within me. And then he is awarded freedom from the angel of death, since the lowliness is Sam itself, and he must know it to the fullest and overcome it until the Creator helps him. It was written, he makes decision how to behave and then returns to do it not well again. So if it's so, how do we come to the point where it's engraved in your heart and you cannot erase it, if it's erased each time?
Have you seen how engravements are made?
Engravement?
Yes, again and again and again in the same place, right? Until it starts creating some slits and then the actual shape, the actual engravement. So that's how it's done.
In all those...
Yes, in those actions, in those movements, yes.
If each time it makes decisions how to behave and then it reverts to his bad ways each time, so it's like the previous engravement is erased. It's erased. It's erased. It's erased. It's not, when is it not erased?
No, no, it's not erased completely, but he sees that he hasn't yet reached what he needs to reach.
Yes.
So when will it come?
When will it come? When his will to receive will receive this engravement. That will be the end of the work.
Ken.
In the continuation, it's written that the matter of the kli, the main thing is the halal, the hollow.
Yes.
So it's kind of like we perform an action, it's erased. We perform an action, it's erased.
You're making this space more and more and more, this gap, yes.
So when... How is this accumulated? We cannot feel this void, this hollow.
You feel this hollow. You feel that from your work, this hollow is made.
And that's the vessel? That's the kli?
Well, let's say that's the kli.
And the ego doesn't want to receive it as a vessel. Bestowal actually wants to appreciate it. Now we shall clarify the matter of the clashing of inner light and surrounding light on one another, which causes the refinement of the screen and the loss of the last phase of coarseness. As these two lights are opposite yet connected through the screen in Malchut of the Rosh of Ak, hence they beat and strike one another. Interpretation, this coupling of striking in the Peh of the Rosh of Ak, meaning in the screen in Malchut of the Rosh called Peh, which was the reason for clothing the inner light of Ak by the reflected light it raised, is also the reason for the exit of the surrounding light of Ak, because it detained the light of Ein Sof from clothing phase 4. The light came out in the form of surrounding light. In other words, that whole part of the light, that reflected light, cannot clothe like phase 4 herself, emerged and became surrounding light. Thus the screen in the Peh is the reason for the surrounding light, as it is the reason for the inner light.
Yes, Oren.
We can see that the foundation to all the calculations is the restriction.
The root for everything.
Yes. And it is always stable and always stands. It's kept.
Yes.
All the rest, all the scrutinies are above it. How much, how not, what's surrounding, etc.
Of course.
What's the difference between the restriction that happens there onwards and all the next states that we'll go through? And what we read in the previous part where he makes decisions and then he goes back to making, doing something wrong.
I don't remember what talks about there, but the Tzimtzum is the prohibition to receive, in order to receive, that's forever.
What gives the authority for it to remain that way forever and not to return and regret and receive in order to receive?
Because the Creator receives the decision of the created being that wants to reach adhesion and equivalence with the Creator.
And what causes the Creator to receive this and to receive that validity?
When the created being makes this decision freely, because he wants that and this is accepted by the Creator as well.
And when a person from below upwards makes decisions, why are there falling back to failing even though he decided?
When?
From above down, you're saying the Creator decides and gives it authority and validity. And it's how the spread from above down happens, the decision about the restriction that is protected and kept later. Why the decision from below by a person is not of such authority?
What decision?
For example, before he made decisions of how to decide and then how he's going to behave, and then he reverts to his bad ways.
No, it's not that he goes back to his bad ways, but he feels that he cannot face it. But it's not that he's sorry for what he did. It's not sorrow. It's not remorse. He sees that he's unable to be in order to bestow. So he annuls his state.
He writes that the matter of the clashing of the inner light and the surrounding light on one another, which causes the refinement of the screen and the loss of the last phase of coarseness. So actually, the clash eventually causes the light to emerge from the vessel, because the screen is refined.
Of course, the bitush causes to the exiting of the surrounding light. Also, the inner light, it all goes out. It all is annulled.
I mean that the clash indirectly brings forth the leaving of the light from the vessel. It exits because there was a clash, and then the screen had to go through a refinement.
Yes.
So it's kind of contradicted to the interest of the landlord, who wants more light to enter into the vessel. The surrounding light is pressuring and causes this clash, and then the light leaves the vessel.
Right.
So what do we do in that?
By that, the kli becomes greater. It becomes more scrutinized, more sensing.
Why?
First, there was a state that he didn't receive anything. Then, he received a little bit of something. The host comes and pressures him again, and he doesn't want to receive. He rejects everything. He can't face that he has a little bit here and a little bit there, so he completely removes contact, removes himself from the meal.
The landlord wanted to give him more. Eventually it worked out that not only does he not receive more, but also what was there came out.
He can't do anything other than that if he wants to remain a non-receiver.
So what happens next?
Next, you come to a new state. That he reaches out to the host and asks again for a meeting with him. But he comes with a greater kli and receives in order to bestow another portion, and again it's done, and again, and so on. That's how, through the multiple actions, in multiple times and vessels, he reaches the final correction. He eventually receives everything in order to bestow. With the shvira, with the shattering, with all kinds of scrutinies, that's clear. But eventually this is what it causes.
So last question, why does all the light need to leave the kli in order to reach a new degree?
There is no... no partial in one.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что если я правильно молюсь за десятку, то Творец мне дает экран и вот эти все определения. А как правильно молиться за десятку, чтобы мы могли раскрыть там эти явления?
Все, что ты хочешь, коль мажатару це.
Anything you want, all you want is to raise the ten towards the Creator. And then the Creator will let you do it. And he prays for the others. Is
something light.
Yes. Because there isn't any clothing on him for returning light. The host gives a lot more than what the guest can receive in order to bestow. He gives the guest everything according to the deficiency of the guest, but not according to the screen of the guest.
Ivanta?
Do you understand?
That the light goes outwards and doesn't inner light doesn't go in.
You need to receive the light only according to the deficiency of yours to bestow, and not just according to any deficiency. I want to receive 2 kilograms of food, but to clothe it in the intention in order to bestow, I can only do that with 0.5 kilogram, so that's what I receive. And 1.5 kilograms remains outside.
What's the reason with that? What's not okay that I'm doing in the 10? That's not clear to me. What's not all right with what I'm doing? What else do we need to do to fill the tire filled with air so the air won't leave and all the come out? What's not okay?
The reason why I can't receive too much of this, of these refreshments in order to bestow is because I don't yet have the greatness of the host in my eyes.
Look, they were talking about lowliness before what? We're not humbling ourselves, lowering ourselves enough before the friends?
The lack of the greatness of the host in my eyes. If we all connect and we think of the greatness of the Creator and we raise Him in our eyes, so we'll have the strength to receive in order to bestow much more than what I received. Yes, David.
The
rejecting screen, does it feel all the light?
The rejecting light feels all the light that comes to it.
And the feeling of the light, we say that it feels only to the extent in which it reflects or gives back. Meaning the more he reflects, he gets a feeling and then he clothes that. So it's not so clear whether he feels actually all the light or he only feels the measure which he can bestow or is capable to bestow.
Only to the extent that it comes to him through the upper sphirot that they scrutinize and they clothe the light that comes to it in a way that is similar to the same masach, same screen.
And this is still to the extent in which he's capable of bestowing.
Yes.
So he's actually not feeling all the pleasure. He's only feeling the pleasure in the light to the extent in which he bestows. It's not 100% of the light.
100% of his maybe is at the end of correction.
So he actually doesn't have a problem like we talked before. He doesn't have the need for the greatness of the Creator upon the part that he doesn't feel. There's no question here because it's only to the measure in which he can create bestowal and greatness of the Creator. To that extent, he feels pleasure.
There is a force that works on you and arranges your entire life from start to end, in the way there and the way back, and also around you and everything. Everything, you're in it, you're in that force. And this force wants to be introduced to you. This is what happens in the wisdom of Kabbalah, to know this force that acts and governs you. Go on.
Physically, physiologically, with my senses, I can understand. I can point to something and I can say, this is what's happening, or are these all things that are... What you're saying is a change in our awareness, if we'd say in our language. You'll see some kind of change in awareness. The picture of your world will change. Other factors will be added. There are additional factors that enter your awareness that weren't there before.
Well,
is that the only explanation I can give that somehow in our vessels?
So what?
It's a question.
What's the question? Let's say... I don't know what, you got married. So from tomorrow, you have another calculation in life. When you think, when you start calculating for a family as well.
Yes, what I tried to see if there's a possibility to explain this change a person goes through, where he somewhat comes closer to spirituality, if there's a way to explain it with in terms that anyone would understand. Because you're saying to a regular person,
I need to receive, to calculate, to bring the 10 into my calculations. It's like I married them. From this day onwards, the 10 needs to be in my head, in my mind, and I need to constantly calculate for them.
Before the restriction, the light filled Prina Dalet, the fourth phase, 100%. It felt all the pleasures that creation has to give.
Not exactly, because there wasn't a prohibition there, there wasn't in order to bestow, it was simple light fulfilling all of reality.
Yes, that's exactly what the question is about, because the light fills everything, and then from the greatness of the Creator, the shame is created, this oppositeness that the fourth phase feels from the Creator in its disparity form, and he all of a sudden sees how great he is and how small she is, and it creates shame.
No, not that. To the extent the host wants to give me, and I don't want to give back to the host. The difference between giving one towards the other, this causes shame.
Now, this shame leads to 100% departure of the light from the vessel, meaning a complete restriction.
Yes.
It feels like in this point it's a decision that already within this decision there's the greatness of the Creator that is 100%.
Well, let's say
Because it didn't like, it's not like the fourth phase took out 80% and remained with a little. No, she took out 100% of it. That's 100% the greatness of the Creator. And then there's a process where, again, we need to build the greatness of the Creator again. But there was 100% of greatness of the Creator. Why do we need to then build gradually that greatness?
Different greatness.
What's different about it?
There was the greatness of the giver. And here, it's the greatness of the receiver. That's a different quality of the Creator that's revealed after the Tzimtzum. I search for how can I come closer to Him, equalize myself towards Him, and that's why it's different. The result of equivalence of form will be like returning light, bestowal. Before Tzimtzum, then no bestowal is required from me, just reception.
Meaning the work after the restriction is building the restriction of the creature, or the greatness of the creature?
Right, and also the Creator in comparison to it.
There's a mutual greatness instead of this unidirectional before that? What makes Malchut of Rosh to suddenly have such a scrutinized deficiency that it can start to do a discernment on the greatness or feel something?
Why can she do it?
Yes, what helps her in this?
She has the upper light in front of her, and she has asked her after her all of the coarseness, and she is in between.
So
from these two things, she builds herself how to tie the upper light to the desire that she has following her, and from that she builds herself. Other than Malchut, we don't need anything.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask another question in the same direction?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between her deficiency and the deficiency of Malchut that restricted herself in the fourth phase? Is that actually the deficiency that invited this light, correct? That comes to the Rosh?
Yes.
What's the difference between their deficiencies?
Again.
What's the difference between the lack of Malchut of Pe'ev Rosh and the lack of the Malchut that restricted herself in the fourth phase?
Malchut of Pe'ev Rosh only rejects the light that comes to it because she wants to receive it later on in order to bestow. It's the guest that enters contact with the host. It's Malchut of Pe'ev of the Rosh. Later on, when he does calculations, how can he receive what the host asks him to receive, then he starts behaving differently. He starts calculating to what extent does the host want to give to him? To what extent is he able to receive? To what extent is he influencing, bestowing back to the Creator, to the host? Sorry. It's like he's constantly measuring himself on this scale that needs to be calibrated to zero, the meter, right? And on these two plates, what the host gives him and what he gives to the host, they need to be equal. And then that is how he works. And the host adds and adds and adds. He reveals greater and greater pleasures in what he gives the guest. So the guest needs to add his response to the host. And then he's constantly doing this middle line, the zero. And that's how he advances until the final correction. He doesn't go so smooth because in order to see himself and what the host gives him, then he's in a state of shattering and all kinds of states. But that's in order for him to check himself and see how he equalizes himself to the host at complete zero of that meter right in the middle of the scale. Okay?
I just fall asleep between us.
Okay, you're not beginners anymore. You need to see yourselves what to do, to take some material close to what we're studying, or either from Ticha or from the articles of Rabash and Bala Sulam, and to start consistently, perhaps going over them.
And just washing ourselves through the reading, or also as we talk between us.
It could also be in through talking, but scrutinize, not just
talking. That's
exactly
the question.
How often do you meet a day? What's the frequency?
30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Okay, that's enough to read consistently these articles.
Again, the question is, how do we not, we read the articles, we're doing what Rav kind of recommends, but how do we kind of not just sit here for half an hour and just fall asleep? We heard some words that passed by us. How do we work correctly during this half an hour so that...
That depends on the style of how you read. What, that one reads and the others are asleep?
No, we divide up the reading between us. Each time someone else reads a little excerpt of it.
Well,
but how do we work with this and not just let it wash you?
The
deficiency. You should pray for the deficiency in the ten, that each one will feel to the extent that he is included in the heart of the friend, that by that he comes closer to the Creator. So in front of me I have this and that amount of hearts, and I need to be included in them in order to reach the Creator. In order for my prayer, my request to reach the Creator, I need to go through all of the hearts of the friends. Go ahead, do it.
Another general question on this topic. When we, well, all the tens are meeting, also all around the world they're all meeting. How, during this half an hour, do we check how we enter the meeting and how we exit the meeting?
I don't know, entering the meeting or exiting, these are emotional things. How can I answer them?
The question is, do we need to divide the time of the meeting in such a way that it's before you enter the meeting, you need to see all the state that we entered, and then the second before we left, some what state we're leaving, or does it not matter? The light worked on us and it washed us.
Each and every one has to check to the extent that they yearn for meeting with a ten, and to the extent that, after this meeting, they're happy that they have a ten and he's with them in contact.